All right, let's go ahead and open our Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32. And I believe we're going to do our best to close the book today. And next week, Lord willing, we'll be ready for your final exam. We've looked into this book for a while, so you should be able to know this. So Deuteronomy chapter 32. Ito yung song of Moses. This is the song we talked about last week na kinumpos ni Moses to challenge Israel and give them hope regardless of their situation. So, and then in chapter 33, yung mga huling bilin ni Moses, his final words to Israel as he blesses every tribe. And then chapter 34 is the last chapter, and it will be Moses' death and his eulogy. So ang eulogy, yan yung mga magagandang sinasabi natin patungkol sa tao na namatay. So we don't give eulogies before somebody dies, okay? So, naalala niyo, Jesus, he spoke some very good things about John the Baptist, but he waited for John the Baptist to be confirmed dead before he gave a eulogy. So, that's a good practice, no? We don't want to make too much of people while they're alive because we don't want them to have a big head, swell in pride. We can appreciate and we can say some good words, but we save eulogy for the end. Ang ibig sabihin naman ng eulogy, blessing. Eulogy, all right? So, God gave Moses a eulogy on 34. So, anyway, chapter 34. So, let's look at chapter 32. Let's read the first six verses. Verse 1 to verse 6. Let's read it together and then we'll pray, all right? Together. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, as the showers upon the grass, because I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are our judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is He. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of His children. They are perverse and a crooked generation. Do ye thus requite the Lord? O foolish people and unwise, is not He by the Father that hath brought thee? He not made thee and established thee? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for today. We ask your hand of blessing upon these final chapters that we're looking at in Deuteronomy. Help me, Lord, to be clear and focused as we teach and go through the chapters, Lord, as we close the book. And we remember that the words of the Lord need to be in our hearts, Lord, and that's the important thing. So I pray for wisdom, strength, clarity, and spiritual blessings. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So Moses here gives an introduction to his song, and he says that you need to listen, you need to hearken, and the word of God will be distilled as rain. We need rain today, amen. So, pag yung rain pumasok yun sa soil, the soil gets nutrients. So iba talaga yung nutrients ng ulan compared sa poso. So God, when He gives His word, He intends His word to be received, and that received word will bear fruit. And so he focuses on the Lord in verse 3, because I will publish the name of the Lord, Jehovah. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. So over and over again, that's another title of God in the book of Deuteronomy, the rock. So we see the rock in verse 4, and there's also verse, saan pa yung rock? Verse 31, our rock, and I think there's another one.
Okay,
37? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Rock. Yeah. No, yeah, their rock. Iba naman yung rock na yan. That's just Josan. Yung rock nila, hindi natin rock. Oh yeah, verse number 30 and verse 31. So tatlong beses yung capital R na rock, makikita natin yan. So anyway, but what did Israel do in exchange for the goodness of God? Wala naman, hindi naman minaltrato ng Diyos ang Israel. Pero anong sinauli ng Israel sa kay Lord? Verse number 6 says, do ye thus requite. Requite means to pay back or to reward. What did they give him in reward to the Lord's blessing? They corrupted themselves, the Bible says. So, verse 5, they have corrupted themselves. How did Israel corrupt themselves? Well, first of all, through immorality. They did not hearken to the Lord. They intermarried with pagans. And so their hearts were turned to the idols. That's the twin sin, immorality and idolatry. They go together. You know, so our country is full of idolatry. And I guarantee you, this country is full of immorality. It goes together. But even though people are disobedient to the Lord, God's grace always abounds. Verse 7, ito ngayon yung record ng Israel. Ito yung kanilang testimony. So Moses is expressing in song the testimony of Israel. Verse 7, remember the days of old, consider the years of many generation. Ask thy father and he will show thee, thy elders and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam and set the bounds of the people according to their number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land in a waste howling wilderness. He led him about and instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest and fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them and beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone, that's important, the Lord alone, hindi yung mga Diyos-Diyosan. Only Jehovah God took care of them. There's no other God besides him. Did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. So this is a good verse for Jehovah's Witnesses. Kasi sa Jehovah's Witnesses, they believe Jesus is a God. So John chapter 1 verse 1 ng New World Translation, sabi doon, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. Nako, that is incorrect. Even in the Greek, walang a God sa Greek. The God meron, a God wala. So, and itong verse na ito, sabi dito, Lord alone, there was no strange God with him. So Mormons is the same way. Ganon din ang mga Latter-day Saints, Mormons. Sabi nila, Jesus Christ, si Adam ay tao na naging Diyos. So now he is Father Adam. A God beside Jehovah God. There is no God beside the Lord. He is Lord alone. So this is a great verse. Verse 13, he made him ride on high places of the earth. And he made he might eat the increase of the fields. He made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of kine and milk of sheep with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan, goats of the with the fat kidneys of wheat, that thou didst drink pure blood of the grape. So God really abundantly blessed Israel, fertile grounds and rich nutrients and fields and harvest and animals, and God gave them a land of milk and honey, a land of plenty. But look at verse 15, but Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. So that's rebellion. Jeshurun is another name for Israel. So it's a, let me see what Jeshurun stands for. Jeshurun, I believe Jeshurun means land of plenty. Land of plenty or abundant. And so it's another name for Israel. And
Interesting, no? Kapag ang tao umaasenso, doon siya hindi lumalakad kasama ang Diyos.
That's the natural man. Natural man, as long as things are going well, they forget the Lord. But when things are going rough, they go back to the Lord. So, wag tayong ganun. We need to grow in our relationship with the Lord. Now, if we're in blessing, we're going to walk with Him. If we're in trials, we're going to walk with Him no matter what. So that grow in that relationship. Don't become a Jeshurun wax fat. Thou art waxen fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God which made him and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods and abominations. Provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God. To gods whom they knew not, and new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not, of the rock. Ayan, verse 18, isa na naman. Of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and thou hast forgotten God that formed thee. One of the reasons why we want to be in church is because we're always constantly reminded about the things we already know. But imagine if you don't go to church, you're never going to be reminded. You could very well easily forget God. Magtataka ka talaga, ligtas ba ako o hindi? Kasi hindi consistent yung lakad mo sa Panginoon. So, kahit na ang Kristiyano ligtas siya, parang hindi siya ligtas sa kanyang pamumuhay, sa kanyang pag-iisip. And so, we need to constantly be reminded. That's one of the challenges of Christians today. So let's see here. If it happened to Israel, it could happen to us. Verse 19. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. That they have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities. I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in mine anger and shall burn into the lowest hell and shall consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap mischiefs upon them. I will spend mine arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. Will I also send the teeth of beasts upon them with the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword without and the terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling, so with the man of gray hairs, I said I would scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men. So where is Israel today? Yes, they are in the land of Israel today, but they are hardly recognized by the world today as a superpower. Are they a superpower today? No. If Jesus establishes kingdom in Jerusalem right now, there'd be a lot of people be like, who's Jesus? Where is Jerusalem? So what a far cry from the will of God. And all because the people have corrupted themselves. And so the Lord will have to deal with them. And so verse 27. Were it not that I fear the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, lest they should say, our hand is high on the Lord, and the Lord hath done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. That's a terrible testimony. Para silang bansa na walang gumagabay sa kanila, wala silang salita galing sa Diyos, wala silang pangunawa. That's a terrible testimony. Now, as a Christian, if we don't follow the principles of the Word of God, if we don't obey the Lord, di ganun din tayo. Parang wala tayong salita galing sa Diyos. Parang wala tayong gabay. Wala tayong pangunawa. And I'm really convinced with all my heart, the average Christian doesn't know the Word of God. It shouldn't be like that. Ang tawag natin dun sa mga immature Christian, babies. Now, Tabitha is cute. She's a cute little baby. But bigyan mo siya ng itak. Ha? Huh? Ano kayang mangyayari pag binigyan mo ng itak si Tabitha? Would that be wisdom or not wisdom? That would not be wise. Give her a double-edged sword. Let her play with it. What would happen to her? It would damage her. Why? She is a baby. She cannot handle a double-edged sword. And the sad thing about Christians today, if you don't follow the principles of the Word of God, you are spiritually a baby. And you cannot handle the meat of the Word of God. So ano, gatas na lang, hanggang gatas na lang tayo. Alam mo yung mga bata, dapat ini-encourage yan. Oy, oh, tingnan mo, ang ganda ng suot mo. Ay, ang bait mo talaga. Okay, bigyan mo ng gatas. Time na para, oh, time na para kumain. And so there, you have to handle a baby differently. Well, what about, you know, if you've been a Christian for 10 years, 12, 15, 20 years old ka ng Kristiyano, at hindi ka pa lumalago sa pananampalataya, wala ka pang alam sa salita ng Diyos. That is a shame. And why would a Christian not know the Word of God? I guarantee you, either they don't go to church, or they're not in a place that teaches the Word of God. You cannot remain a baby and have a personal study of the Word of God. If you really get in the Bible, you will become a strong Christian, a mature Christian. Pwede mong kainin yung steak. Amen? Yung steak is a very elusive meat. Nakakainis yung steak, kamahal-mahal, tapos pag hindi mo alam iluto yan ng tama, parang sinelas. Nguya-nguya ka, sinelas pa rin. Ang tikas nito. Kasi hindi mo alam kung paano gamitin yung proper cooking ng steak. Pero kung alam mo kung paano magluto ng steak, it's one of the nicest meat. Napaka-juicy and delicious. I believe God gave us steak. I believe God gave us a double-edged sword. But how do we use it? How do we understand it? If we are not mature Christians, we stay in the milk level. Okay? It's time to grow. It's time to become a strong Christian. So verse 29, oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase 1,000 and put 10,000 to flight except the rock had sold them? And the Lord had shut them up. See, the battle is not ours, it's the Lord. We don't have the power to make the devil flee, but when we submit ourselves to God and resist the devil, then he will flee from us. So we don't fight the devil in the flesh. We have to have the rock, our rock. Verse 31, for their rock is not our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom in the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall. Their clusters are bitter. So yung fruit ng mga kaaway natin, huwag kayong magselos sa mga hindi sumusunod sa Diyos. It may look like they have it all together, but if they're not obedient to God, they will suffer the judgment of the Lord. You are better off as a Christian obeying the Lord than being spoiled by the devil. It will not work. Verse 34, is not this laid up in store with me and sealed up among my treasures? To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. So the Lord teaches us, vengeance belongs to God. Yung higante sa Diyos. So ipa-isa Diyos nyo yung mga pangangailangan nyo. Leave to God your needs. Learn to turn it over to the Lord. And let the Lord deal with things we cannot deal with. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand. The things that shall come upon them make haste. Do you believe there's a coming judgment?
Meron bang coming judgment sa mundo natin?
Yes. So anong responsibility natin? We turn over our needs and our challenges to the Lord. Isa-Diyos nyo yung mga pagsubok nyo. Why? Kasi may parating na judgment. Hindi pa babayaan ng Diyos na magpatuloy yung mundo natin na ganito.
God is we are nearer now to a coming judgment.
So I hope in the future I'll be teaching on lalo sa book of Matthew will be I'll be sharing with you a timeline and where we are on the timeline and so on and so forth. Verse 35, to me belongeth vengeance, recompense, their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste, for the Lord shall judge his people. This is God's, what God is teaching Moses and Israel. I'm here to judge. I'm going to be judging you. And repent himself of his servants when he seeth their power is gone and that there is none shut up or left. So, when does God repent of his judgment? When people repent of their idolatry. So, yung sinasabi niya, their power is gone and there is none shut up. Wala na silang Diyos-Diyosa na inaasahan pa. Ubus na yung resources nila. Nanunumbalik na sila kay Jehovah. Doon, tutulungan sila ni Jehovah.
Where their gods, their rock, whom they trusted, which did eat of the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings, let them rise up and help you and be your protection. Go ahead. You go to your gods.
Sige nga, punta kayo sa inyong mga Diyos-Diyosan. Hingi kayo ng tulong sa kanila. Ayaw niyo ng tulong sa akin. Sabi ng Panginoon.
Verse 39. See now that I, even I am He, there is no God with me. I kill and I will make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say I live forever. For if I whet my glittering sword in mine hand, take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to mine enemies and will reward them that hate me. I will make mine arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and with the blood of the slain and of the captives from the beginning the revengers upon the enemy. Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the bloods of his servants, and will render vengeance his adversaries, and will be merciful unto his land and to his people.
So meron palang restoration ng Israel balang araw. Isasauli din sila ng Diyos sa kanilang lupa at itataguyod sila as a nation among nations.
Now, when is that going to happen? When is God going to return them to their land and establish them as a nation upon among nations at the millennial kingdom? So, we're not there yet. All right, Moses concludes his song, verse 44. And Moses came and spake all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Hoshea, the son of Nun. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel, and he said unto them, ito yung pinaka last challenge niya, set your hearts unto all the words. Set your hearts unto all the words. Amazing, the book of Deuteronomy focuses the hearts upon the words of the Lord. Which I testify among you this day, which ye shall command your children to observe, to do all the words of this law. Do we have all the words of this law? Yes, we do. If you have a King James Bible, you have an all the words of the law Bible. What if you have a new King James Bible? What if you have an NIV? What if you have an ESV? Hindi all the words of the Bible yon. That's not an all word for word Bible. That's a missing. Some are missing, some are added. And I do my best to show that every time we come to textual difference. So I hope you are observing na hindi pala lahat na nakasulat Holy Bible ay holy talaga or Bible talaga. All right? So, for there is not a vain thing for you because it is your life. And through this thing,
Ye shall prolong your days in the land whither you go over Jordan to possess it. Now God, God's compassion and God's judgment is in the final paragraph. Tingnan mo. And the Lord spake unto Moses the selfsame day, saying, Get thee up of this mountain Abarim unto the mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho. And behold, the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel for a possession. So ito yung pagmamahal ni Jehovah kay Moses. Moses, you're gonna die. I will not let you in. But you can go up the Mount Nebo and you can see the vast valley, the Transjordan Valley, and all the vast mountains and places. You can see Mount Hermon over here. You can see everything that I will give Israel. So that's God's love and compassion. Now look at God's judgment, verse 50. And die in the mount whither thou goest up, and be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother died in Mount Hur, and was gathered unto his people, because ye trespassed against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin, because ye sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel. Yet thou shalt see the land before thee, but thou shalt not go thither unto the land which I give unto the children of Israel. That's God's judgment. So tingnan mo ang balance ng Panginoon. There's love and compassion. There's also judgment. So that's a great picture of the Lord. All right. So let's look at chapter 33. Chapter 33. Do you have notes for 33? Wala kayong notes for 33? All right. I have notes for 33. All right. And there's two pages for 33 and 34. We're done. This is our last section of the Bible. The two pages. Buti wala na lang. Hindi accumulated yung number din natin. Hindi ko pa lang. Okay. Yes. Everybody has one?
Yeah.
Anyone else? Maybe Trisha? All right. Okay, good. So let's look at chapter 33 and 34 as we conclude the book of Deuteronomy. So in chapter 33, Moses is going to give a last, ano, yung bilin ni Moses sa mga tribo ng Israel. What's missing? I have extra. Last page. Yung last page kasi kadugtong niya eh, hindi naka-label. So, baka may extra ka. Lagay na lang dito. Okay. I'll take an extra. All right. So let's look at 33. So, and this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, The Lord came from Sinai, rose up from Seir unto them, and he shined forth from Mount Paran. And he came with 10,000 of saints from his right and hand, and went a fiery law for them. Yea, he loved the people, all his saints are in thy hand. And they sat down at thy feet, every one shall receive of thy words. Moses commanded us a law, even unto the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. And he was king in Jeshurun, that's the name for Israel, when the heads of the people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together. So Moses gathers the people and is going to say, This is your blessing, Reuben, Judah, Levi, Benjamin, Joseph, Zebulun, Gad, Dan, Naphtali, Asher, these are your blessings. So, naging ugali ba ito ng mga ninuno nila? Do you remember when Joseph died, before he died? He blessed his brethren. He blessed his children. Do you remember when Jacob was dying? He gathered them and he blessed them. Do you remember the patriarchs? This is what they did. So Moses, he knew his time was up, and so he would bless them. So verse 6. How many tribes of ilan ang tribu ng Israel? 12. Okay, so let's count and see how many we have.
Reuben is 1, Judah is 2, Levi is 3, Benjamin is 4, Joseph is 1, so that's 5, Zebulun, Gad, 6-7, Dan, 8, Naphtali, 9, Asher, 10. How come there's only 10? Yes, Joseph had 2. Who were they? Manasseh and Ephraim. Ephraim and Manasseh. And don't forget also Simeon. The tribe of Simeon, na-absorb siya sa Judah. And Zebulun and Issachar, where Issachar was absorbed into Zebulun. So anyway, let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few. So Moses' blessing for Reuben is that they live long, and they will not be extinct. Verse 7, the blessing of Judah and Simeon, kasama si Simeon dito. He said, "Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, bring him unto his own people, and let his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou an help to him for from his enemies." So bless him with being a leader and defend him from his enemies. So, by the way, the Jews today are from the tribe of Judah. And the word Jews and Judah means praise. Okay? So, do you think God is gonna defend them? Imagine, kaliit-lit ng Israel. Hezbollah wants to defeat them. Hamas wants to defeat them. Iran wants to target them. Lebanon wants to target them. Arabic countries want them eliminated. They're surrounded by enemies. Pero ba't hindi sila ma-defeat? Right here. God is defending them. Now, are they holy? Are they righteous? No. You can't find them. They're just as wicked as any other country. Listen, the mercy of God is really upon them. Verse 8, "And of Levi, he said, let the Thummim and Urim be with the whole thy holy one." So remember, the priestly tribe is Levi. So the Urim and Thummim is the ascertaining the will of God by reaching into the ephod, the priest's outfit. And tatanungin nila, "Diyos, ito ba ang iyong will?" Kukunin nila yung Urim and Thummim. Kung ano yung sagot ng Urim and Thummim, yun ang kalooban ng Diyos. So, definitely priestly. Whom thou didst prove at Massah, with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah, who said unto his father and to his mother, "I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew his own children, for they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant." What does that mean, Brother Bill? Now, remember the one tribe that did not go along with the worship of the calf? So, naalala nyo, Moses was gone, Joshua was gone, they came down, they saw the Aaron made a calf. What tribe did not go along with it? The Levites. So, there you have it. They didn't listen to their parents, they didn't go along with their brethren in the idolatry. They kept themselves pure. Verse 10, "They shall teach Jacob thy judgments and Israel, and they shall put incense before thee and the whole burnt sacrifice upon thy altar. Bless, Lord, his substance and accept the work of his hands, and smite through the loins of them that rise against him and of them that hate him, that they rise not again." All right, Benjamin. What's Moses' prayer for Benjamin? "The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long and shall dwell between his shoulders." So the presence of the Lord, they are beloved of the Lord, and safety. So is it good to pray for safety? Yes. So you could see Moses is, this is also a teaching on prayer as well. Verse 13, "And of Joseph he said, blessed of the Lord be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for dew, for the deep that coucheth beneath, for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, for the precious things put forth by the moon." These are seasonal blessings. "For the chief of things of the ancient mountains, for the precious things of the lasting hills, for the precious things of the earth, the fullness thereof, for the goodwill of him that dwelt in the bush, that the blessing come upon the head of Joseph and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. His glory is like the firstling of his bullocks, and his horns like the horns of the unicorn." So that we now know, yung unicorns, remember, that's the one-horned rhinoceros. Okay? It's not a mythological animal.
Anyway. and with them he shall punish push the people together to the ends of the earth, and they shall be 10,000s of Ephraim, and there will be thousands of Manasseh. So those are the Joseph's tribe. Ang ibig sabihin dyan, they will become very fruitful and multiply. Very, very fruitful. And sure enough, if you look at Bible geography, Manasseh and Ephraim. In fact, Manasseh had to occupy the east side and the west side of the Jordan because they're so big, and Ephraim also is fruitful. So amazing. By the way, did you know that Joseph named his children on purpose? He named Ephraim, Ephraim, and Manasseh, Manasseh. Ephraim means forget. Manasseh means fruitful. So, yung experience ni Joseph, biro mo, traitor yung mga kapatiran niya sa kanya. Pero nung ginawa niya, kinalimutan niya yung bitterness niya sa mga kamag-anak niya. At dahil nagbago yung spirit niya, blines siya ng fruitfulness. So, what a lesson! God can't give you, make you fruitful if you're holding to bitterness. You have to forget bitterness to become fruitful. And that's what Joseph learned. So anyway, verse 18, Zebulun. And Zebulun and Issachar will be joined here. Zebulun, he said, rejoice, Zebulun, in thy going out, and Issachar in thy tents. So there you have the two tribes there. They shall call the people into the mountains. They shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck of the abundance of the seas and treasures hid in the sand. So rejoicing and worshiping the Lord with sacrifices of righteousness. So it's not bad to ask God for rejoicing and joy. Lord, give me rejoicing and give me joy as I worship you today. Offer my sacrifices to you today, Lord. Verse 20. And of Gad, he said, blessed be he that enlargeth Gad. Again, praise and leadership. He dwelleth as a lion that teareth up the arm with the crown of the head. He provided the first part for himself, because there in a portion of the lawgiver was he seated. So namuno siya, si Gad. It's okay to ask God for leadership. God, give me leadership. Teach me responsibility. Show me how to lead. Give me wisdom how to guide. And he will come with the heads of the people. He executed justice of the Lord and his judgments with Israel. Verse 22, and Dan said, Dan is a lion's whelp. He shall leap from Bashan. So God gave the tribe of Dan courage to fight. So it's okay to ask God for courage to face our trials. Verse 23, He said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full blessings of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. Favor and blessing. It's okay to ask God for favor and blessing. Kailangan mo ng favor sa tao? Hingin mo yan sa Diyos, huwag sa tao. And let God bring favor in your life. Verse 24, and of Asher he said, let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. Wow. Dip his foot in oil. Kaya pala ang yaman ng mga Israel, may oil pala doon. Yeah. Standard Oil Company was from here. And thy shoes shall be iron and brass in thy days, so shall thy strength be. Verse 26, there is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, or Israel, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Naalala niyo yung song? What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Diyan ang galing yung song na yun sa Deuteronomy 33. Kasi kung sino nagsulat ng awit, nagbabasa pala siya ng Bible. And he based it off of that verse. And shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. And Israel shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heaven shall drop down as dew. Happy art thou, O Israel. Who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, thy shield of thy help? Who is the sword of thy excellency? And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. What a goal that God has for Israel. Last chapter, and we're finished. Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo on the top of Pisgah. That's Mount Pisgah's lofty heights. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer. Pag natapos na ako sa buhay na ito, tapos na rin yung sweet hour of prayer. Goodbye na. Kasi doon hindi na ako magpe-pray. Kasi kapiling ko na ang Diyos. That's what that music is about. That song was about Mount Pisgah. Talking about Moses' departure from earth to heaven. Over against Jericho, and the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead unto Dan, and all of Naphtali unto the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah and the utmost sea. In the mercy of God, Moses was not allowed to go, but he could see Israel. What an amazing thing. And south in the plain of the valley of Jericho, and the city of the palm trees unto Zoar. And the Lord said unto him, this is the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab over against Beth Peor. But no man knoweth where his sepulcher unto this day. So, who wrote this portion? Because obviously Moses didn't write this little verse here. So, malamang, it could be Joshua, or it could be Gad, Nathan and Gad. It could be Ezra. It could be anybody, but it doesn't matter. We know that we have these words because God inspired, preserved them for us. Verse 7, and Moses was 120 years old when he died. And his eyes was not dim, and his natural force abated. Yes, he was 120 years old, but he didn't need glasses. And his natural force, yung lakas niya, hindi nawala. So that's a miracle to be 120 years old and your natural force is not abated. That's God's mercy upon Moses. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So there's his funeral service. 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua, eto ngayon yung transition. Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. For Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses. And there arose not a prophet since Israel like unto Moses. So is there a prophet like unto Moses? Wala, except for Jesus Christ. And the Lord knew him face to face in all the signs and wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh, to all his servants, to all his land, and in all the mighty hand, and in all great terror, which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel. So what a tremendous, tremendous book. The book of Deuteronomy, the words of the Lord in the hearts of his people. All right, we'll be ready for our final exam, okay? So you have your chart, your timeline. Tandaan ninyo yung key verse, yung title ng book. Tandaan ninyo yung theme, yung audience, yung date. So that's an important thing, yung date, 1406. Yung timeline, chapters 1 hanggang 34. Yung pangalang Jehovah, that could be a bonus question for sure. And so on and so forth. All right? Any questions? All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for today. We thank you for the wonderful, wonderful time that we had in the book of Deuteronomy. I pray that we would take these words and hide them in our hearts, that we may grow and become spiritually mature. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.